Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this. This is Jock here, and this is The Pillars of Grief, and today is a very special episode. Haven't recorded for a little while. A few things have been going on. And in this episode, I want to talk about what it means to lose friends and how we cope with that. And this episode may be a little bit emotional, especially for me, because we're going to talk about experience and a recent experience that I've had, and how, even as I'm seen as an expert, how it actually still affects us and how this grief journey can still affect us. So when we come right back, we're actually going to get raw and we're going to talk about what it really means to lose a friend and what a friend actually is in your life, and to validate your feelings with the loss of friends. So when we come right back, God bless. Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. So, as I said, this is probably a little bit touchy for me, and I'm going to share some news, some information, and hopefully through this episode, I won't get emotional as I have been the last few days. So, over the last week, the end of last week, getting into this weekend that just passed, my wife and I lost a very, very, very dear friend. Now, in my life, as I've said, if you've listened to this podcast many times before, then you'll know that I've experienced grief throughout my life, through relations, through colleagues in the military, through people I was connected with, family members, and I would say friends as well. But sometimes, well, what does that mean? Because, you know, there's friendship, and then there's a really, really, really close friendship. There's the friendship that goes beyond being friends, where that friend becomes family. That friend is even more than a brother or a sister. And oftentimes, when we consider grief or we think about the loss of a loved one, we think about that as mainly being a mother, a father, a sibling, a brother, a sister, as I said, or your cousin or something like that. And we often don't really put a great deal of weight on the loss of friends. Now, as I mentioned, there's different level of friends. Friends can be people that you're connected with, that you have a great relationship with, that you enjoy spending time with. Friend can be someone that you grew up with, that you're really close to. Someone who's been in every part of your life. Or it could be someone who you've met at work, created a relationship, created a connection with them. That might not be a sexual connection or anything else, but you created a connection with these people. And so there's a kind of vibrational match there. And they become part of your life. They become part of your story. And help to teach you lessons that you need to learn. And you serve them by teaching them lessons you need to learn. But then there's the special friend. There's the friend that I want to say part of your soul. It's part of your soul family. There's so much of a harmony vibrationally with them that you, it's not hard to spend time together. It's not hard to laugh and joke and have fun. And here's the other thing. It's not hard to argue with them because you know that it's always going to be short-lived and you're going to fall back in again. That's a different kind of friend. That's the friend who's going to always be there for you, because even the people that you call friends, even the people that you, you know, you accept into your life, they can turn on you so easy. And that platonic friendship is different. You know, it's temporary. It's only going to be fleeting. There could be friends in your life that are temporary, that are platonic, that are not highly engaged with you, but you enjoy their company, you go out with them, you spend time with them. I mean, I've got people here that I connect with, that I spend time with, that I like, but then there's the very few. My dad always used to say, you know, John, you can count your friends on your one hand, or even in your three fingers. That friend goes beyond this whole label of friendship that we understand. That's the person who's got your back no matter what. That's the person who can tell you off and get away with it. That's the person that gives with no condition. Gives love without any condition. Looks at you in a completely different way than anybody else. Those are friendships that to me are divine in nature. They go beyond the material world. They go beyond the material expectations of what a friendship is. That is divine. That is a soul connection. Very few people find that. But what happens when we lose that? As I mentioned at the beginning, my wife and I had a friend. This episode is dedicated to our friend Sheila, who just recently passed a few days back. And let me tell you, the shock that we have had, the catalyst back to our deep-seated grief, that even I'm feeling more grief now than even I felt with any other of my members of my family or any other people that I've been connected with. Why? Because that connection was so special between myself and Sheila, between my wife and I and Sheila, and we knew each other together. We were nicknamed the Three Musketeers, actually. We went on loads of different adventures. For 20 years, for us being apart for 20 years, she always came out to, she always visited us 2 or 3 times a year. Our friendship was so strong. I would liken it to when you plant a seed in the ground and you cultivate that seed with love and compassion, and you just feed it and nurture it with love. That was like our relationship. And very soon that seed became a tree, became a beautiful, wonderful tree, became the strongest cedar tree in the forest, massive, with roots that go on, that are so grounded. And that now feels like it's been taken, it's gone. And it hurts just as much, even though with the amount of knowledge and wisdom that I've had over the years and the many teaching, myself being a medium and being able to connect with people who have lost loved ones and connect their loved ones together, it still hurts just as much. And it hurts just as much as it did with my father. And I didn't grieve my father till much later. What I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is for those of you who have lost friends, it's just a different expression of grief, but it hurts just as much as it was when you have a really deep connection, if it was your mother, your father, or your son, or your daughter. No, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that one is greater than the other. I'm saying it's a different expression. And the way I feel is the amount of pain that we feel for this loss equates to probably the amount of love connection that we had. I know for a fact, we're lucky. We've already been in touch with our loved one from, and is our loved one, because we've seen her as family from the other side. And so we know certain things. We know things. We know why it happened and how, and the decisions that was made that makes her very, very, very brave. No, there was no suicide or anything else, but there was choices made. It was very brave. But what I don't want anybody out there to think is that losing a friend is any less painful than losing someone else in your life, another person that's close, your sibling or something. Because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes those divine friendships, those friendships that come from a soul connection, are just as valid as your family. Because the way that we see it is they're part of our soul family. They are family. They're part of our soul group. And for any of you who understands what that is or have heard that before, it means that there's a collective, there's a soul collective on the other side. We're part of a soul group, vibrates at a, you know, similar rates and has knownness, connection between us. And that connection that is divine on the other side is just as strong as it is here in the material world. Beyond this podcast, my work involves delivering thought-provoking talks and workshops which are deeply rooted in my experience and extensive research. My objective is to bring a profound understanding of grief to your organization, turn an adversity into strength, resilience, and growth. I can help you forge compassionate and supportive environment that encourages emotional resilience. We will create sustainable solutions for managing grief and loss. Understanding grief isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a fundamental aspect of our human experience that directly impacts our work lives. As leaders, your comprehension and management of grief can be transformational for your organization. I invite you to collaborate with me on this journey. Contact me at jockbrokers.com. And so, when their time comes, or when they make the decision to take that exit point, and I say exit point because it's important. I'm not talking about any suicidal tendencies or anything else, but oftentimes we can create our exit points, exit opportunities through choices, through things that we go through, through things. It's not always when you hear this thing, it was their time to go or it wasn't their time to go. There's an exit point. There's a time to live and there's a time to die, but there's also exit points. And dependent on karma, dependent on the choices made, and dependent on the choice you make at that point crossing over, depends on whether the silver cord, whether that cord severs or not. So, any of you out there who have lost a friend and it's ripped you just as much, then please understand that I understand this. My wife understands this. A lot of people don't understand how grief can grip you so quickly just for the loss of a friend. I give you another example. My father-in-law, he lost his best friend. And he's never been the same. Because they had a deep connection. That connection was beyond a brotherhood. It was on a different level. It was a divine level, it was a soul level. And in certain respects, he possibly feels abandoned. And so his grief is just as valid on losing the friend than it is with losing anyone else. Now, I know if you lose a son or a daughter or a mum or a dad, it's going to hurt. And like I said, don't get me wrong, I'm not making one greater or lesser to any extent. What I'm saying is that these are different expressions on our grief journey. And grief is, again, as I've said so many times, not something you can heal from. It's something that we integrate. But the pain that we feel in losing a friend is just as valid as anything else. There's so many people that change. One of my in other work that I do, I know one of my clients who's lost a friend, and that's kind of created distance and detachment and things because they were very close. So when we lose, you know, and there's people out there. Look, I know people. I've had friends. My buddy Stevie that ended up taking his own life back in the day. It affected me, but it's not affected me as much as Sheila has. Because again, there's different levels of friendship. You know, when you spend a lot of time with someone, when you open up your heart and your soul and you connect on a level that is just unsurpassed and you have, you understand each other. You feel each other. Here's how close I was with Sheila. She could be in Scotland, I could be here, and Joe and I, and we could instantly go, wait, there's something wrong. This is just not even beyond an intuitive nudge. You know, when you get that thing, you know, you people say, you know, they find out that, you know, they're psychic. Everybody's got an intuitive. And this is another lesson I need to do. There's a difference between psychic, you know, psychic connection and intuitive side, and that's another thing I get into it. But you have every intuitive feeling of how to answer some kind of feeling inside you, and it kind of guides you in life. Or maybe you have like a psychic connection, a telepathy, you know, and you connect and you know that somebody's going to phone you at some point, or it's different. When we had a same kind of, maybe like a telepathic connection where it didn't matter where she was in the world, it didn't matter where or how much distance there was, we could tell if there was something wrong. We could tell, and we would know if we needed to connect with her. We would know, and she, and vice versa. And we would just be, everything would be at the right time. Or, you know, you phone them, you connect with them, or they come and see you. We know, like, you know, we can feel that you're struggling or you're stressed. You know, you need to come for a holiday, and then boom, like, you know, that was the connection, the level that we had. And so when we would go out, you know, we spend a lot of time together. We'd travel all over Scotland and different places. And even when we came to America, she came out and we traveled all over. And, you know, we spent a great deal of time together. And we shared so much together. Here's the thing. You'll know when you have a really special friendship from the day that you connect with someone. It doesn't matter if you've only just met them, but you know that you're going to grow close. You know that there's something more that is there. That is that divine God spark. That is that divine connection that goes beyond the friendship of a material world. And so in that immediate connection you make, you know it's just going to bloom. Like the seed that you plant in the ground and it grows into a beautiful tree and eventually a forest. And that's the type of connection. So if any of you are out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of you that will be listening to this, that may have lost a friend like that, then I feel you. And I hear you. And again, feel free to reach out and connect. I want everybody out there who has lost a really close friend to be validated, and don't think that your grief journey is any less important than anyone's out there. And you need someone to support you, and you need someone to talk to just as much as anybody out there who's lost a loved one. Because in reality, that was your loved one. I can go on and I can tell you that they're not gone, and I can do the same thing as I, you know, we tell everyone is the continue on in the afterlife. And I've had signs, we've already had signs from our loved one on the other side. But I understand as well that the physical connection is not there anymore. And you might not, you think, well, I'm never going to sit with Dan and have a beer with him again, or I'm never going to travel or we're never going to go to our favourite places and laugh. As I said, Sheila was the only one that could tell me off and get away with it. So she really could. Everybody knew that. Because I loved her more than even a mother or a sister or that kind type of connection. It was really deep. And it was the same with my wife and both of us. We were both equally, all three of us, we were thick as thieves. So I know what it's like to lose. And as I said, I've lost so many people in my life. This is another loss that I'm chalking up to this experience. And I hope that I will take the pain that I'm still feeling and have felt the last. I've done all my tears and there'll be more. There's going to be more. There's no doubt. There's every time I think of her or sit down, it will well up. I'm lucky that I understand the power of life after death and knowing that. I feel sorry for people that don't have a belief in it or don't have a knowing in it or have no experience of it or can't jump into that realization, because that creates another level of suffering. But no, ladies and gentlemen, that your friend is still a part of your life. And I want you to connect with them in your mind, connect with them in many different ways. And this is maybe something in our community that we're going to talk about even a bit more deeply, especially because it's something that's recent and raw with me as well. But know that your loss of your friend is just as valid as any loss at all. It is no less and no more. And don't hold back your feelings because you think someone was more connected with them or you think their families won't understand or anything like that, because your connection, if your connection was beyond the whole platonic material world and was more of a soul connection, then I know how that feels. And you need to understand that it is important to be able to express that and express your emotion. And also, God, don't waste time on this life. Please, I mentioned it in my group the other day, don't waste time. Do what makes you happy. Connect with your loved ones that are still here. Even if you've fallen out with them, build those bridges. It's not worth it. Life is so fleeting in the material sense. Make the most of it. Because God gives you a miracle to live every day. And it's up to you how you choose to live that miracle. But look at your friends in a different light. Especially the ones that are connected to you on a soul level. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening today. This is more, rather than more about a lesson, this is more about me expressing some real emotion that has happened recently, and to validate that losing a friend is just as important as anything else. And if you have lost a friend, connect with me on YouTube or connect with me on Instagram. Let me know, come and join us in the community. We want to hear about your friends. Tell us the stories about your friends. I'm certainly going to be telling stories about Sheila, because there's so many. There is so many, and I'm looking forward to it, because that helps us to keep their memories alive. So if you've lost a friend out there that had the same kind of connection as we did, then let's share in them stories so that they on the other side can also feel a bit humorous and enjoy our storytelling just as much for them as it is for us. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. Speak to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.